It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi. Wednesday, December 18th here on Felger Maserati, coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're going to start off this hour with stuff other than the Patriots. So if you're a pent-up hockey Krishna, a pent-up green teamer, a pent-up pink hat, this is your hour, okay? I can't promise you you'll get another one today, this week, or this year. So if you want to talk about any of those things, Bruins last night, the Bruins where they stand. The Bruins at the trade deadline, the Bruins needing to make a trade, the Bruins not being in on Taylor Hall, all those things. This is your time at 617-779-0985. Or the Celtics heading into Dallas tonight. Now is your time. Or, for example, the Boston Red Sox. Maz, where do we stand on the Boston Red Sox today?
Okay, so here's where we stand on the Boston Red Sox. The last time you and I spoke about the team, you were adamant about moving David Price, saying that's the preferred route and keeping Mookie Betts. And I think, generally speaking, we all agree with you. And, or we all agree on that point.
Yeah.
And at that time, Gerrit Cole, $36 million a year. Steven Strasburg, $35 million a year. All of a sudden, the Price deal looked pretty good. 3 years, $96 million left. You get him on the luxury tax for $31 instead of $32. Red Sox eat some of the money. All is well and good, right? Except that a lot has changed since then. And so, and I think this is all related, but just bear with me for a second.
What has changed since then?
Okay. What has changed is Madison Bumgarner signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks for 5 years at $17 million per. 5 years, $85 million. Madison Bumgarner, like one of the premier big game pitchers in the big leagues. Go ahead.
How's he been the last couple of years?
Okay, so there's been some injury stuff in there. But again, how's David Price been?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, would you take Madison Bumgarner at 17 per?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's number one. Secondly, there's also, what's his name?
And I'd hit him seventh.
And I'm not going to get his first name right. Hyun-Jin Ryu,
yep,
of the Dodgers.
Yep, who I like.
Okay, a good pitcher and was in the Cy Young race this year. I think he finished second, in fact. Again, some injury issues and whatnot, and he had probably a career year. But the market suggests that Ryu is going to come in right around Bumgarner, maybe a little bit more, which puts it at 18 per, somewhere in that area. Price is 31. Who would you rather have? And these guys are all roughly the same age. So who would you rather have, Bumgarner at 5 years and 17 per, Ryu at, call it, 5 years and 17, 18 per, or Price at 3 and 92, 96?
Okay. I'd rather have those other guys.
Me too.
Okay, but Price at 15, 20 per, I'd rather have Price.
Okay, but then you also have to give up a player to get him.
Why? If you swallow money, you still have to give up money?
You mean another team? If another team's acquiring him and the Red Sox are paying half the salary, you got to give up something to get him.
If I'm the Sox, I'm taking a bag of balls.
Okay, so but the point being is that these other deals now, to me, make it more difficult to trade David Price. If you looked at the market initially with Cole and Strasburg, you'd say they should be easier to trade Price. Now I think it's harder.
Right, I'm following you. I know what you're saying.
Okay, now that, I think the market has gone back the other way.
That Baumgartner and Ryu has taken the market back the other way, and David Price now, even at half the money, isn't as attractive as he would have been versus Cole. I get it.
Right. So unless you are a premium guy available on the market, you're not going to get that kind of money and you're not going to get that kind of interest. So I think they're having difficulty moving Price, which brings us to point B, which is related. The talks with the Los Angeles Dodgers about Mookie Betts. Now, there are a lot of variables to this story, too. Okay, it's that time of year. There's a million things in a million different directions. The Dodgers were talking to the Indians about Francisco Lindor. The Indians moved Kluber to Texas, Corey Kluber, the pitcher. So there was some indication out the Indians don't want to move Lindor either. The Dodgers are leaking it out there that they're asking about Betts because they're trying to get Lindor. Or Mookie Betts is actually in play because the Red Sox are now more willing to move him because they can't move Price. And either way, there are some big dominoes about to fall here with the Red Sox. One way or another, because I have to imagine this is all going to happen relatively soon. Price goes, Betts goes, somebody goes here in the next, I'd call it week to 10 days. I'd be willing to bet it happens by Christmas, if not the end of the year. I don't know that. I'm just guessing.
So you know me, Maz. I'm fixated on Price. And why I sort of, stopped you, questioned you in the middle of that pitcher thing, because I still, if they can't peddle him, if they're willing to swallow a significant amount of money, if they're willing to make him a $15 million a year pitcher, and they still can't peddle him, what does that say about this guy? I thought you held all the Trump cards, pal. I thought this guy held all the Trump cards. The way this guy carries himself.
Well, these other GMs have eyes. They see how he carries himself, and maybe they say, okay, well, he had that nice postseason run, but do we want to add this guy to our mix because he's such a pill? No thanks.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, the attitude he carried, I thought you had all the Trump cards. So now they've, offered to whack your salary dramatically, maybe even as much as half, and still no one wants you? That's sort of where I'm stuck at.
Yeah, bad sign. Again, look, it tells you really how much of a I don't know if liability is the right word, but Price in a lot of ways has become a liability. That's a major issue now. Because again, the market has changed. And look, again, I don't want to throw too much at you at one time because it's really about Price, okay, and Betts at the moment. They're going to move one of those two guys in all probability. And I think now, because of the way the pitching market has gone, it has shifted back to Betts. And I don't think the Red Sox necessarily want to do it this way, but here's the good news. If the Dodgers are serious, A, they have the money to re-sign him, and B, they have a million prospects, a million. So the Dodgers, in a lot of ways, were the ideal trade partner for the Red Sox if they wanted Betts.
Do you want all prospects or would you want any one of their players?
I like the shortstop, Corey Seager. I mean, he is a guy that was rumored in the talks with Cleveland for Lindor. They would move because they have a shortstop prospect coming, the Dodgers. So they would move Seager, get Lindor, and keep their shortstop prospect.
They have like three or four positional guys that I think.
A lot.
I don't know. So Bellinger would be out.
Yeah, no, you're not getting him.
What about Turner?
A little too old for my liking. I like Turner.
Gamer.
Yeah, he is a gamer. I like Turner. And they wanted him at one point.
Like winner. Like, I like that guy. Like, I think, So my part of my thing is I'm okay with him getting under the luxury tax. You know that. But I like it more that it's sort of an excuse, a reason to retool the team a little bit. Let's give me a different mix, change the DNA a little bit. There's a new man in charge, so put your fingerprints on it. Give me a little bit of a different team. And not that you need a total overhaul, because you're still good, but so that's why, the price thing to me is independent of the luxury tax. It's sort of, the luxury tax is an excuse to get David Price out of my face. I have to look at this guy. And I don't know, with a couple of names that you've just heard it bantering this around, Price to the Cardinals and Matt Carpenter comes up. I like that. Like, that's a guy you would like. It's a guy you would like to root for. Turner's another guy you would like to root for. He'd be a good Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. Look, again, the only variable, again, there that comes into play is you think he makes $16 million a year.
So I was going to say, I was just going to ask you, what's the contract? What's that?
So one of the priorities for the Red Sox right now is to get cheap players.
Yeah.
whether those are prospects or whether those are guys on the cusp. Okay, so I don't know what Seager's numbers are. You know, I think he's an arbitration eligible guy. I'd have to look that up. But my guess is the Red Sox want to go younger. They want younger, cheaper guys because they have to have it if they want to stay under that 208.
Okay, so your thoughts on the Red Sox as they stand here. Can't peddle David Price? Huh. I thought he held all the cards.
Now I got nothing but jokers in my hand.
No one wants them. They're willing to swallow all that money and still no one wants them. Huh. Meanwhile, we'll be thoughts on the Bruins, too. They dropped one last night. I got some specific thoughts on the Bees coming up, but we are going to do a Patriots ticket giveaway today.
Sure are.
So that means the Ticket Weasel has come above ground. What do we got today for the Ticket Weasel, Murray?
The Christmas Ticket Weasel.
Well, guys, you know, we've had everything from the phrase that pays to what's been bitten by kittens to the Sports Hub Ticket Fugitive to give away tickets for the Patriots this season. And the latest and greatest cringeworthy game to give away tickets today, because it's Patriots-Bills on Saturday, right? Mm. Name Buffalo Bills' favorite Buffalo Bills. Need a little help with that?
I think I see where you're going with this, but
I don't.
Personally, I liked What's Andy Eating. That was my favorite one for Andy Reid.
I like that one, too.
This one
I'm into, because James Gum, otherwise known as Buffalo Bill from the movie Silence of the Lambs from the early 90s, he's not just a notorious serial killer, you see. He's also, turns out, a huge fan of the Buffalo Bills. So, be listening for clips of Buffalo Bills, favorite Buffalo Bills, repeat them at 4:30, win the tickets.
Okay, so, how many are we going to get?
Three. We have three clips of Buffalo Bill talking about his favorite Buffalo Bills. Repeat them at 4:30, you win.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so we'll play those throughout the course today. I don't know if we need a new one now. Let's just sort of let that breathe a little bit. I got to let that sink in.
I think this was a good one to do a week before Christmas, because I don't know if I love this one, but we'll see.
Have you heard any of them?
I started to listen to one of them, and personally, when I saw the idea, I thought, "Oh, this could be good." But my expectation of who Buffalo Bill was going to be was different than Murray's.
Buffalo Bill's from the movie The Silence of the Lambs. This is that Buffalo Bill you're talking about.
Would you?
Yeah, that Buffalo Bill.
Sorry, give that to me again.
Would you?
You need some help with that couch?
Would you?
Agent Starling shows up to the house asking about Frederica Bimmel.
Oh, is she a great big fat person?
So yes, be listening for Buffalo Bill talking about his favorite Buffalo Bills. Name those Buffalo Bills. You win the tickets to see Patriots Buffalo Bills.
See, I was expecting Murray to do like a Buffalo Bill Western character. Yeehaw, partner!
No, like this one's more dark and cringeworthy. So I thought I'd go for that. It's all about trying to make Mike uncomfortable talking about the game, too.
Yeah, plus it's much more fitting with your personality.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the deal. We're giving away Patriots tickets at 4:30, but you have to listen throughout the course of the day.
What's the name of the game, Mike?
Who's Buffalo Bill's favorite Buffalo Bill?
We'll take that, yep.
Okay, so you got to listen to what Buffalo Bill's favorite Bills are. Recite them at 4:30 and you win the tickets. You got that? Okay, your thoughts on Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, right after these words. Join us. There's open lines at 617-779-0985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You always talked about how this was going to happen someday and that you just needed to pitch better in the postseason. You were always open about it. Now that you have, now that you've succeeded at this stage, what does it feel like? And how difficult was it to overcome all that?
It was tough, absolutely. To answer that question in spring training, day and day and day, over and over. Anytime it got to September, playoffs, I hold all the cards now, and that feels so good. So that feels so good. I can't tell you how good it feels to hold that trump card. You guys have had it for a long time. You've played that card extremely well, but you don't have it anymore. None of you do, and that feels really good.
All the trump cards, no one wants them, I guess. I don't know. That's the way it kind of looks.
Someone came by and played 52 pickup with them.
It looks like no one wants them. They're willing to, you know, swallow all that money. He's had injuries, but I don't feel like he's a massive injury risk. I don't.
No, I feel the same way.
Like, he hasn't had major shoulder, major elbow. It's not like the Tommy John thing is, you know, he plays too many video games. Toolbox.
Overall, pretty durable guy in his career.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And I feel like he's learned to pitch a little bit at lower velocity. He's a little bit of a different guy, and he's now one. And so what? And still no one wants him? So to me, that's the biggest issue of the offseason, trading David Price. To me, I put that even ahead of the Mookie Betts thing and all of that. I'm done with the guy, so I'm sort of fixated on that piece to it. And as Maz pointed out, the reports are that the Dodgers and Sox have begun conversations on Mookie Betts. And is that because they can't peddle Price? So that's sort of the jumping off point. This Bruins as well. We'll go, and some phones, as I promised.
Just one quick note on those, sure. Dodgers reports. Okay, those are coming from Bob Nightingale of USA Today.
Yes, sir.
Nightingale, very connected in baseball, very connected with the Dodgers. Okay, always has been. So just take that into account.
Very good. 617-779-0985. Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, yesterday when I heard the Dodgers being mentioned, right away I said, the Red Sox are going to now try to peddle both Betts and Price to the Dodgers. And, you know, instead of having to pay 50% of the contract, they may take less in return, but get rid of both salaries, which would be, what, $50, $60 million. That's my idea. I think that's where the Sox are now going with this.
So using Betts as the incentive to take Price.
I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, again, the Dodgers have, you know, a pile of money.
I hate that. I hate using another player to get you to take David Price. Just keep chopping down the salary till he's affordable, and then peddle him, and then peddle Jackie Bradley. See where you're at. If you need to trim one more player off your roster, we'll find it. But don't trade a good young player. And I hate the Benintendi idea. But even Mookie Betts, I want to rent Mookie Betts for the year. Rent him for a year.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about Betts. And I look, I would love to move Price. I just don't know that it's realistic. I mean, again, if I were running a team, I would look at Price and I'd say, the health thing, fine, but I'd be like, you're going to eat half the money. Half. And then in that case, it doesn't do what the Red Sox need it to do. They need to save more than that. So, like, I think
well, half a Price and Bradley gets them pretty close.
Yeah, they're still about 10 to 15 short. I mean, that's still a good chunk. And I don't know that they have anywhere else to turn. You know, the other thing is, and give me a second here to go off on this tangent. All these people who started to say, and I'm citing Pete Abe, who I think has done a good job as a columnist. Okay, but when Pete Abe wrote that the Chris Sale contract now looks good because of Gerrit Cole and because of Steven Strasburg, look at it now compared to Madison Bumgarner. Who would you rather have starting right now going forward, 5 years, Bumgarner or Sale, and factor him in the money?
How old is Bumgarner?
29. Yeah. He might actually be 30 now, so I take that back.
Okay, Bumgarner.
Okay, so he's actually 30, turned 30 in August.
What's Sale?
So, again, and factor in the money. Would you rather have Bumgarner 5 times 17 or Sale 5 times 29?
Yeah, Bumgarner.
Okay, like, so that's a huge difference. And here's the other one. All the people who told me that the Nathan Eovaldi contract, and I was overreacting to it, Bumgarner just got what Eovaldi got. Think of that. $17 million for Bumgarner. Eovaldi got $17 million, and somehow that wasn't an overpayment? I'd take Madison Bumgarner throwing right-handed before I took Eovaldi at $17 million. I'd take Bumgarner as a DH at $17 million before I took Eovaldi at $17 million. Bad contracts. Those were bad contracts from the beginning. Bad.
That was you being blood, Red Sox fans, in case you didn't know it. Paul in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to weigh in very quickly about Price. We all know he pretty much sucked from the beginning, but to get rid of Betts, I really think that's a bad idea no matter what. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I'm not into getting rid of Betts. I'm okay. I'm more okay losing Betts for nothing at the end of this year than trading him for pennies on the dollar this year.
Okay, what if it's not pennies on the dollar?
Okay, if it's a good return, get back to me.
I mean, sure. Look, you know how I feel about this. I'd move Betts. I'd move them. And so, now look, if you can shed the money somewhere else, is that more preferred? Yes, absolutely. But the guy doesn't want to be here. He's going to walk. He's too good of a player to get nothing for, which, again, includes pennies on the dollar. So I'm not saying trade him for pennies on the dollar. But if you can get a decent return for him, bye-bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
Fine. I mean, we can.
The door's that way. Don't let the screen hit you in the ass on the way out.
Well, so then we'll quibble about what's decent. But if it's not decent, then I think the year of service is more valuable, because I think while you're resetting your roster, you are. This should not be a total rebuild kind of year. You can still contend. You can lessen your roster and still win.
Agreed.
The Nationals just did it. You can lose your best player and still win. And I'm not saying, you know, that's bets necessarily. But I think you can peel pieces off this roster, sort of reset the roster, but still contend. So I'm renting Mookie Betts if I'm not getting a good return. Sorry, I am. Bobby in Arlington on the Bruins. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm starting to get frustrated again, which I feel like started the year this way. You know, they're going to keep this core together. You're going to bridge McAvoy and Carlo. You're basically setting yourself up to be all in. You need a second line winger, and it feels like they're just setting themselves up again to go get a third line center who can play a little bit of wing, and they're going to mix and match all the way through, and I feel like that's just such a waste.
So I don't agree with you totally, but let's just sort of back up. How do you feel about the Bruins right now?
I'm tired of them losing to crap teams. I'm mad at myself. I should have bet on last night's game. You should have saw that coming, because it's what now? The Red Wings, the Blackhawks, they play down to bad competition. They did it again last night against a terrible Kings team. I'm tired of it.
I don't like what's happening at the end of some of these games. I mean, they got games. They got 2 points basically wrapped up, and then they screw it up, and they end up with one. Now, look, they stole a bunch of games, too. They went through that stretch there where they stole some at the end. But you get a one-goal lead late. They pull the goalie, and they score. The Capitals did the same thing to you. You were 4-0 on Florida. They came back and won the game. Like, that frustrates me.
So I'm not sure it matters. I'm not sure it matters. It just doesn't. Again, I'm not sure. I mean, you're going to have these long ups and downs into the regular season, and so you play down to bad teams in the course of an 82-game slog. I don't think that's significant. I don't. What is significant to me is how they looked last week when they played the Iron in Washington and Tampa. And I don't think they matched up. I think those teams showed that they're much higher quality than the Bruins. So those are the games that I look at. And I go, okay, now we got to assess what the Bruins are. And I feel to catch those teams, or at least close the gap with those teams, I don't know if they can. I don't know if one move is going to close the gap. You know, Washington's roster is just tremendous. And I think Tampa's roster is even better. So one singular move is not going to close the gap all the way. But I think you need to add to compete with those teams. You know,
they need some size there too.
So
like whoever they add, they need a little, you know, I'm not telling you you're going to go out and get a goon who's going to fight. I just think they're going to get pushed around in the playoffs.
So to the fact that they gave up four to Florida in the third period, or that they gave up a goal with the goalie pulled last night to the last place Kings, I don't know if that matters. What matters to me is when you play the Capitals, it's men against boys, and they control the puck for well over half the game, and you can't get out of your own zone, and you're penned in, and it's just like men against boys. And when you play Tampa, it's the same thing. That's what I look at. And so that's why some of this recent stuff is relevant. Taylor Hall, that would have helped close the gap. Should they have been in on Taylor Hall?
No. I'm anti-Taylor Hall. I think Taylor Hall's a pud, frankly. Again, we're talking about a guy who was the number one pick in the draft, as hyped a prospect as there had been coming into the league at that time in a long time. And how many different teams has he played for now?
Well, this is third.
Okay, in how many years?
Yeah, right. He's not that old a player.
I mean, it's like, really? So it's 8 years. A guy like him has changed teams three times in 8 years, and he's what, 26 years old?
So I'm a no on Hall for the same reason. I've just heard some horrible things about him in Edmonton. Just, ugh. So
you mean off the ice or like?
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, well, like the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, on the ice, off the ice, work ethic, bad teammate, bad in the room, dog on the ice. You know, all like bad. I heard some bad things about him in Edmonton, and then he goes to New Jersey, wins the MVP, and they trade him. So that should tell you all you need to know.
Absolutely. And again, he's now changed three teams. You know, this is the third team in like 5 years. He's moving a lot.
Tells you all you need to know. Okay, so, and what you would have had to give up to get him, and he's still just a rental. Arizona's,
he's up at the end of the year, yeah.
Arizona's just renting him. They gave up a first, a conditional third that could become another first, and three prospects that were drafted in the first, second, and third round in the last couple of years. So if you include that, it's like they gave up two, maybe three third-round picks, a couple of seconds, and a couple of thirds for half a season of a toolbox. So I'm not doing that. Sorry, I'm not.
And, you know, he's only really had 1 year where he played to his potential. One. And that was the year he won the MVP. He was awesome. But the other years, go look at his numbers. He's a second-line player.
So I'm a no on Taylor Hall. I'm a no on Kovalchuk. I know people want to talk about that. I'm a no on Kovalchuk. I'll tell you why coming up. I'll tell you who I would be in on coming up. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Bruins and the Red Sox to open up this hour. We'll hear from the Ticket Weasel. We're giving away Patriots tickets at 4:30. So you got to pay attention and figure out what who Buffalo Bill's favorite Buffalo Bills are.
It's very good. There you go. You nailed it.
There'll be three of them. The first clue comes up after Murray's update. Don't leave your seat.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Over the line, right side, here's Kopitar. Gave it away. Here's a breakaway for Bergeron. Wheels into the slot. Shoots, and he missed the target. Bergeron trying to track it down. Dowdy shoveled it over to the far side. Now you got Kopitar over the line, far side, 2-on-1. Kopitar shoots, he scores. He threw it over the blocker hand to Brask. And the Kings victorious 4-3 in overtime over the Bruins here at TD Garden.
So again, I don't think an outcome like last night matters, but it just want little things that bug me. Well, Murray, give me one thing that bugs you first.
And David Pastrnak is continuing to drive me crazy.
Good,
you know,
one.
Like it's, I brought it up like a week or so ago. You say how the Celtics have the Marcus Smart conundrum. Well, the Bruins have the David Pastrnak conundrum. He's a sniper. He's probably their best offensive player, but he's a complete liability on the other end of the ice.
He's so
last night.
So soft.
Oh, my God.
There was a play last night late in that game where he was going after the puck in the corner, and I think it was a defenseman for the Kings. It might have been a forward. Gave him this little cross-check from behind. He collapsed. Totally went to the ice. It's like Really, it's the same thing that happened the last time. He goes down so easy.
The shorthanded goal going the other way. Watch him.
Yeah, that's the one.
In the neutral zone. It wasn't his giveaway. He wasn't responsible for the break going the other way. But he could have been a little bit tougher through the neutral zone there on the guy with the breakaway. The reason the breakaway is because Pastrnak just Olay'd him in the neutral zone. It's like so soft. It's just... Blech. I can't stand watching him half the time. The other half is brilliant. But he's just... sometimes he's just the softness catches up to me. So I'm with you, Murray. The other thing is that, you know, it was goaltending last night. The other guy made big saves. Your guy didn't. Really came down to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you had two breakaways. You were just one of them there, Bergeron, but you had two breakaways in overtime. And Quick was there and Rask wasn't there on Kopitar. Period, story over. And there were a couple chances in the third as well. Just like that, their guy came up big in net. Your guy didn't. It's only December. It doesn't matter. But I'm just telling you what happened last night. Their goalie came up with the save. Your guy didn't.
And in recent games, too, it's not just Rask. Like, Halak, I think, if we're being fair, has also been meh compared to his play last year. Like, I think he's down a bit, too. And that's aggravating.
I mean, that sequence in overtime, talk about frustrating. Bjork and Bergeron both. Neither one of them can score. It goes the other way, and the guy picks the corner, and Rask lets it go by. Oh, it's good. But that said, the 3-on-3 is awesome.
Isn't it?
Isn't it the greatest thing ever?
It's tremendous.
I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing they've ever done for sports. it's automatic. Every time you see it, it's awesome. There's never a stinker in 3-on-3. Have you ever seen a stinker?
I wouldn't say never, but it's almost always good.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like a skills competition. It's awesome, except it matters. No, the 3-on-3 is just, it's dynamite to watch.
I also think, too, because they've just frustrated me as a whole over, like, the last month. I think the shine has come off Bruce Cassidy a little bit. I still think he's great, and I love how blunt that he is, and he'll be quick to throw any of his guys under the bus if he thinks that they're playing like crap. But they need some kind of shakeup. These slow starts are terrible. Losing to teams like this, inexcusable. Like, I don't know. I think he also needs to have the crosshairs on him.
Okay. Well, he's not on my list, but I'm not going to fight you on that. They're all responsible. There's two guys that are in my crosshairs. Pastrnak is just obvious. I mean, if you want to be an MVP, you want to win the Stanley Cup, you got to be just a little tougher in your own end. You got to be a little tougher when it matters. You got to be a little more cognizant of the big situations when it's a big, you can't be that soft all the time in the big spots. You can't. But crosshairs, Charlie Coyle, who I'm a big fan of, so I spent a lot of time on him. I think he's a key guy. He's a pivotal guy. He's the difference between you being deep and you being thin. He's the difference. And I still think you need to add, even with him. But without him, you're port. Without him, you got one line and that's it. Or you got one line and a half. Charlie Coyle is the difference. He is the swing guy between you being top heavy and not having enough and you being able to roll three lines. He's the difference. And leading into his contract, he signed that big contract the day before Thanksgiving. In the 8 games prior to him signing the contract, 3 goals, 6 assists, 9 points, plus 6. It's great. The last 11 since he signed the contract, 1 goal, 1 assist, minus 3. It's disappeared. Disappeared. Now they're dinking with him. You know, it's sometimes he's center on the third line. Sometimes he's right wing on the second line. So he's playing out of position. He's a better center than wing. But I wonder if the Bruins are starting to hold their breath a little bit and see that, I am too. I hope that wasn't a contract drive. I think you still see all the tools with him. I mean, he made a great move last night and he couldn't finish. This is sort of like the story of his career. He made a great move around the guy. TJ Oshie-esque. Olay'd a guy and got in alone on Quick and then couldn't quite get the shot off. Couldn't finish. But he's dried up, so that's huge. And then a guy that I'm starting to really think about is Charlie McAvoy. One of the reasons you're lacking in secondary scoring, I think he would make a difference there. Of course, not that he's a forward, but if he were producing more goals, I think this lack of secondary scoring wouldn't be as pronounced. Charlie McAvoy still doesn't have a goal on the season. Charlie McAvoy ranks 64th in the NHL among scoring among defensemen. 64th among defensemen in scoring. He's barely ahead of Carlo. Brandon Carlo has 11 points. McAvoy has 12. That's just not, the guy in here last night from the Kings, Drew Doughty, is the one that McAvoy's compared to. By Drew Doughty's second, third year, he was getting Norris votes, and he was on his way to being one of the best in the league. McAvoy has not made that move. And that's showing up. If if he was scoring like they thought they would, like they thought he would, I think you'd be complaining less about the depth on the team and the secondary scoring on the team. So those are two guys that have come into my crosshairs.
McAvoy's a big one. Again, I haven't seen any significant improvement there. And you talk about his points. They're the sixth highest scoring team in the league. In other words, he's not producing on a good team, on a good offensive team. So there's nothing coming out of there. You see it in like little bursts for a shift or two. Right? Like, you see it.
Yep.
Like, last night he had a shift. Was it in the overtime? It might have been. Well, he was, like, all over the ice. It was tremendous when there was space, and he gets aggressive. But the rest of the time, you really don't notice him all that much.
Okay, I'm a no on Kovalchuk quickly. Even though he's free, basically, won't cost you much money. You can just pick him up for nothing because I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. So why waste time on something that's not going to work, even if it's for free and there's no risk? It ain't going to work. I want Don Sweeney to go do what he did last year, which is find someone that I'm not thinking of and that I'm not that familiar with, and he knows better than me, and give me the next Marcus Johansson, because I thought that works just fine. So go find yourself another viable guy. Someone that's been brought up is Tyler Toffoli. Saw him last night on the Kings. He's won a cup with the Kings. He's 27 years old, up for a contract, similar position as Johansson last year, can play the right side. That's what I'm looking for. Something like that. They may have to move some money. If we get into the nitty-gritty and the details of it, there's some moving pieces there. It's not that easy as just adding him. They could just add Kovalchuk and not have to do anything else, but I don't want him because I don't think it's going to work.
Numbers also look like he's cooked. 19 goals, 43 points, and 81 games over the last couple of seasons.
Well, I mean, this is another guy that if he was any good, why is L.A. just put him on the street?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I never mind a gamble on a guy, you know, but especially if you can put him with a playmaker like Krejci, you never know, right? But if this is the final piece, like, you know, no, they got to keep looking.
Okay, quickly, Ticket Weasel. First clue here, Murray, what do you got?
All right, again, the name of the game is Buffalo Bills, favorite Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bill from the movie Silence of the Lambs, not just a notorious serial killer, also a huge fan of the Bills. So you have to name his three favorite players. Ready? Here's clue one.
Would you truck me? I'd truck me. I'd let Thurman Thomas truck me so hard. That's right, precious.
Wow. Well, how about that? Turns out Buffalo Bill would enjoy getting trucked by one of the all-time great Buffalo Bills, running back Thurman Thomas.
First clue.
Yep.
We have two more. If you can name all three at 4:30, you get the tickets. Buffalo Bill's favorite, Buffalo Bill. All right, we'll get to your calls at the top of the hour at 617-779-0985. Coming up next in studio, we'll have a special guest do something a little different right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha he he.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so we're going to do something different. Special guest in our Town Fair Tire studio. So here it is, Mike Mathis. Michael Mathis is the president of MGM Springfield. We do a little gambling because, Michael, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so this is germane to us because we like sports and we gamble, and we like to gamble. And we're all curious about when legalized gambling is coming, sports gambling coming to Massachusetts. This is something we hear about,
yeah.
And I think we're kind of itching for it. So this is why you're here, to sort of talk about this. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously really important to us in the industry, and I don't, you know, I get stopped 100 times on the floor by our customers who are looking for it. So the legislature's been studying it. As you know, your legislature is pretty deliberate. It took us a while to get the casino industry in here. So sports betting is the next one to go. But, you know, we're hoping by, you know, early next year, certainly by the summer, to get legislation going. And we're ready and able to, you know, create a space and turn it on right away.
So is it all up to the legislator? I mean, there's no vote. There's no anything. It's all just people encouraging their representative to push through legalized sports gambling. It's simple as that.
It really is. There, it's you know, the governor's been incredibly supportive. The Baker administration's been great. There's draft legislation out there, so the thing can start moving. I think it's just a matter of getting it on the priority list. And you know, there's a lot of important things that the state's tackling. So we've been patient, but really, what we got to watch out for is these surrounding states are really getting aggressive. And you know, Connecticut's looking, New Hampshire's looking, Rhode Island, Delaware are already up and running. So you know, revenue and customers are bleeding out of the state.
So just to clarify, when you say get legislation going by next summer, you mean that we will actually be able to gamble on sporting events by next summer?
Yeah, that's the hope, is that we can get a bill passed, and then it's a matter of how quickly us operators can turn on the mobile product, as well as we've got space. I'm sure Encore and Plain Ridge has looked at it. We've got space ready for a physical sports book, but we're ready to turn it on within a matter of weeks, not months.
So I was going to say, do you have a dedicated space already ready to roll for a sports book at MGM?
We do. We put in infrastructure. We're spending money just because we just don't want to lose ground to the surrounding states once we get this thing through the legislature.
Okay, again, Mike Mathis is the president of MGM. GM Springfield, how's Rhode Island doing?
You know, they're not doing as well as they should be because of the way they set up their system.
Which is how?
They've got a state-run sports book, so it's government funded. They're not willing to take as much risk as a private operator is.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so really what it comes down to is, if you take an MGM, we've got the benefit of having all of our operations out in Vegas, so we can sort of lay off bets. For example, if you want to bet on the Patriots in Rhode Island, you're not going to get a lot of folks in this market that are going to be betting against them, and because of that, you can't get as competitive.
You get a bad number.
We at MGM and some of the other operators, because we got a lot of Patriot haters out in Vegas, you'll get some bets against those guys, and we can therefore give a more competitive sort of product and odds and all the good things.
Saying the
bigger network, yeah.
The odds are bad because they're just taking a smaller pool. Simple as that.
Yeah. So you know, our job in the sportsbook business is really just to be a market maker, right? We get Mike to bet against Tony, and we take a little bit of the difference on the payout. If you can't get enough guys betting the other side, then I can't give you as good odds. So it really it hurts the customer when you don't have as robust a network and as big a pool.
Yeah, what you're talking about is really like a regional bias, because people here are Patriots fans are going to bet on the Patriots.
That's right, and you can't get a prop bet because everybody's going to bet the Patriot prop bet, and we don't have enough bets on the other side to pay it off. So I got to give you less odds to be able to do that. So
they're not backed or affiliated with big casinos or anything like that. It's all just basically in-house, closed shop.
It's all Rhode Island, you know, tax dollars, and they got to be a little careful because you know they can have a losing day, and that's harder to explain if you're a government than you are, you know, an MGM or one of the other operators. We can lose on a day because we'll get it back the next one.
So, Mike, I've heard about this too. The mobile apps, so you can do it mobily, but does it shut down when you cross state lines? Like for example, whatever the betting app is to do it in Rhode Island, when you, I don't know, go over the line in Attleboro, are you unable to do it?
Yeah, it's geofence, the technology.
Yeah, geofencing.
It is, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. So that's why something's really important for us out in Springfield, because we're on the border with Connecticut. So if Connecticut beats Massachusetts to the punch and gets mobile, then you know we're all going to want to go buy a sports bar in Enfield, Connecticut, because you're going to get everybody from Massachusetts on their phone going across the state line, making their bet, and probably hanging out at that sports bar, you know, watching the game for that Sunday. So vice versa, if we get it first, we can pull some of that business back over the state line. So it's important to us. I think it's important to the industry.
So the governor's on your side. I want this. The people want this. You want this. So which politicians can I write and yell at?
Yeah, I got to be careful. I don't out.
Who can
any
we
of
blame?
Them.
Come on.
That's right.
Come
no,
on.
I think there's
we
a lot.
We like to blame people.
I've listened to your show. I've been warned. No, I really think it's a matter of when it happens, not if. But I do think we got to raise the urgency, and I there's a lot of priorities. But this one just feels like a no brainer. You know, there's sports betting going on in the state. It's all offshore. It's across the state line. So it's really just a matter of regulating what's already going on and keeping the jobs and the tax dollars here in the state.
Okay, Mike, I have a final question for you. We're just chatting about this off there a little bit. I'm curious and interested in the casino business in Massachusetts, and I'm surprised that you guys have missed projections. Encore missed projections, the MGM in Springfield, your shop has missed projections. And I don't know if you gave the state inflated numbers
to get
your deal, and so those are unrealistic to begin with. But it feels to me like, I said this to you off the air, that there is a ceiling for gambling. When I previously thought that the gambling appetite would be insatiable. You could have a million casinos, they'd all bang out, they'd all do tremendous business because we just want to gamble our faces off 24/7. And it turns out maybe there is a limit to how much we actually want to gamble.
Yeah, it's a fair question. And believe me, I've answered that from a bunch of people, including shareholders and the bosses. So one of the things is, the process in Massachusetts took some time. We had that state recall, you remember. So you're making projections, 5, 6, 7 years before you're going to open. And what happens over time is the market changes. You get competitors in other states. Those competitors draw a little bit of business from your competitors who get a little more aggressive. So there is a little bit of passage of time, and those numbers, can get a little stale. But on the flip side is you think about, MGM, we probably did $300 million of gaming revenue our first year. I think Encore is on track for, say, $600 million. You're talking about $1 billion of new gaming revenue. And some of that's come out of Connecticut and some of the other competitors, but not $1 billion worth. We've grown the market. We've missed some of our numbers, and I think we're trying to figure out, where the market is and where it's going to go and how long it's going to take to get there. But there's definitely opportunities to bring new customers into this business.
Well, you and I, Felger, need to have a discussion about this. I blame the millennials. I just think that
they don't gamble.
No, they're not dirty enough. That's the problem. They're all privileged, for crying out loud. They got everything they wanted growing up. They asked for it. They get it. Those of us with a little edge, I got to put a little action in here. I need a little extra dough.
No, I like this. The youngers are too. The youngins are
too pure,
pampered, soft.
Oh God, I blame them. They ruin all the fun. They suck.
They don't want the action.
I think you're onto something. They're not chasing it like our generation.
Exactly. It's right. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I like to chase.
That's right. It's an excellent point, Maz. The millennials.
I'm telling you, I think that's
they're
a
too
part
content.
Of it.
They're too
are.
Content.
Yeah. They are.
You're
onto
something.
Too content.
I like
that's
that.
Why I try to piss my kids off once a week.
Well, when you do, send them my way.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell my kids to gamble. Get your edge back. And we're going to go to the casino.
As long as they're over 21, just to be clear, in case my regulator
doesn't. She's 8. She'll learn. All right, Mike, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate
the time. And let's get some sports betting on in this state, please.
Mike, thank you for coming in.
Okay. We'll do a real quick update here with Murray. 90 seconds, no commercials. Let's get to these calls. I know you've been waiting on the Bruins, Red Sox, a sports betting call as well. We have some Patriots to get to. We'll do it all in 90 seconds. Again, no.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.